Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Fill her up!
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Hi everybody, listening to The Thing Is. I'm Shannon, thanks for coming back to join us.
Do you like ghosts and ghosts? Do you have fights and fights and? Do you have bad date dates and? Do you like ghosts and ghosts and?
Ow, the thing is, ow, ow, the thing is, ow, ow, the thing is, ow, ow.
Hey guys, this is Shannon. You're listening to The Thing Is. Thanks for coming back to join us. I'm here as always with hilarious comedian, my co-host, comedian Mike Figgs.
My left arm is,
Your mic is, no, you're fired.
My left arm is very numb right now.
Are you going to die?
I don't know. Just trying to get the blood back.
Are there tingles?
Yeah, I can't feel my fingers.
But you feel the tingles.
I think we need the views. If I get a heart attack, that's a good thing.
All right, hang in there. I see you. Maybe you need a drink. Maybe
yeah, that's what
your body is telling you.
Oh, my goodness.
We have some leftover from our power hour. By the way, a family episode today. It's just Figgs and I and everybody in the booth. And what we're doing today is, I don't know if you guys, if you guys are listeners every week, you might remember that for Christmas, we delayed our gift exchange for a month. And here we are in a
little bit more than a month.
Smack in the middle of April. Is it the 15th? Yeah, smack in the 16th. Smack in the middle of April. And we're going to do it today. I'm not thrilled with anything that I got. I'm not really thrilled, except like one.
I don't know what to say because I don't want to go like, oh, I think you're going to love them and then you don't like them.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to say it's better than last year, for sure.
What did you get me last year?
I got you a bottle of booze with scratchies on it.
Oh, yeah. And I won $5.
And you won $5.
That's something.
That's not bad.
What did I get
you?
And you
bought
dice.
Me these awesome metal dice, and you bought me amazing Magic the Gathering glass.
Oh, the shot glass.
And it was very nice
or
and thoughtful.
Pint glass. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I do want to talk about a couple of things before we do that.
Let's do it.
So first, we did our third Power Hour last week. Whew. Ralph Sutton and Big J Oakerson.
What a time. What a great time.
Oh, there's something I want to talk about, but I can't. Who's our sponsors for this episode? Just curious.
Oh.
I just want to see who that is before I say what I'm going to say. It is? It is on the show? Okay, never mind.
Does it rhyme with?
No, don't even do it. Don't even do it. Never mind. So I will say that for those of you who haven't watched the episode yet, one of the four of us throws up.
Oh, that's true.
Not going to say who it is.
Well, that is true. I didn't realize. Yes. I didn't think that person was going to do that. I thought that person was just had to relieve themselves in another way.
Who knows? Well, now you're kind of giving away that it wasn't you by saying that.
No, I could be talking in the third person. I could be talking in the third person.
Yeah.
I didn't think he had a drinking problem. Or heart attack.
First time vomit. Even though I've gotten close before, first time for real vomit on the show.
Whoa.
So check that out. Go to gasdigital.com. If you're not a subscriber, use promo code TTI14, and you'll get access to all three of our Power Hour episodes, Luis J. Gomez, Zach Amico, and now Ralph Sutton and Big J. Oakerson. It was fun. It was a good time.
It was a great time.
We went 2 hours, I think. We went an hour, 50 minutes.
I don't even
remember. We really blew just, right past the end.
I remember sitting down. All these Power Hours, I remember the first 5 minutes. And then
I remember, like the first half. I also realized that like my speech slurs way before I'm ever really drunk. And I think I said it in that episode where it's like after we blew the second time, I was like, I know it. I just can't control it. I lose control of my speech immediately.
You're comfortable. You're hanging out with your friends. You're chilling, you know? That's what happens.
That's why we have to start doing ads before these episodes, because I feel like I slur through them every single time. And I'm not really drunk at the end of these episodes.
Someone needs to make a compilation of us hammer doing the fucking
words.
Just bad.
Okay, so still great time. And we're considering doing them twice a month.
Oh, my God.
We're considering
it. I don't know. That's crazy.
Because we do have someone booked for next week already. So we could technically do it twice this month. But then we have to book two for every month and get drunk.
I'm
going to
really
twice.
Need some Capsulite. That stuff is great. It works.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Capsulite. That's going to help get you through. It's going to help get you through.
Oh, really? We're going to need some more Capsulite. Maybe some Kratom for my back pain, my heart attack, my heart palpitation.
boy. Let me just take that all out.
Maybe okay. A little Delta 8, too.
Let's see what's next. Weight loss update. So this is the first, what did we start it? Last week. So this is 1 week into our weight loss competition. I don't want to give like up any weight updates. We're not going to do that. But how has it been going for you?
Well, I think that I was very bloated that day and I was wearing cargo pants. I think that if I was to strip right now and weigh myself, that I would probably be like 287. I'm thinking that.
Is that 2 pounds difference?
No, that's like.
I'm never gonna remember what you weighed in that. But
I weighed 298 or 295. I weighed, so it would be like 6 pounds, so maybe like 6-7 pound difference. I just had a stroke.
But no, maybe it's over now.
I just had a stroke. I think
did you get the feeling back?
Yeah.
No big deal.
But I don't know. I was really good for 2 days, and then I rubber banded, and then I found myself drinking, and then it was a nice sunny day, and yeah, it's been. I'm going through a midlife crisis for sure.
Third life, you're too young for a midlife crisis.
I'm gonna die like at 67, so right. I'm like 34 now, so I think I'm like midway there. There's no way
that's
I'm going
positive.
Past 67.
This is a real strong start.
Yeah, unless I really cut out like sodium and all that stuff, but I'm on the fast track to like Alzheimer's, cancer, Alzheimer's. Diabetes. Yeah. I said it wrong? Alzheimer's?
Yes.
Alzheimer's? What are we in Spain? Alzheimer's? What the fuck? It's Alzheimer's.
Do you want to make a bet?
Okay.
Do you want to bet money?
No, okay. I was trying to put down my male power. Like, it's Alzheimer's. I thought you were going to yes. Okay. But
can
no,
you spell
I'm not, the,
it?
I'm not you, the boss here.
Can you spell it?
Alzheimer's. Y-E-R-S.
So you're acknowledging the Z.
Yeah, I know there's a Z in it, but I'm not.
You don't
an
pronounce
American
it. Silent
guy.
Z.
I don't do that. I don't
silent
do no Z's. No silent Z's.
Forgot it.
No Jewsies. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Is it
Jewsies,
Jewish?
That's cute.
Jewsies. You're watching Jewsies here at Nickelodeon. Yeah, no, but I think I'm doing okay, but I don't know. I got to get a rhythm, and I had the rhythm, and then I lost the rhythm.
So have you made any changes?
I stopped eating bread in the morning.
Okay.
I go eggs and protein in the morning, but I still have a little bread at nighttime. So
maybe that should be the other way around. Oh, no, I'm not helping you.
I mean, you're
that's
right.
Great.
You're
yes,
right.
You
maybe
should
it
eat
should
bread
be.
At night.
Yeah,
yes.
I know. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, no,
bread at night.
I have 2 more days to really dial in. If not, if I don't do something these next 2 days, you're going to beat me by a landslide.
But you don't think that like as we, because like I feel like for me, if there is like a goal that's like further out than like 2 weeks for me, it may as well be 25 years from now.
Yeah,
so that's how it for now that it's like still like almost 2 months away.
Yeah,
I'm just like I've made changes, but I'm not like going hardcore into anything at this time.
What kind of changes have you made?
So I am eating more like whole foods, and okay. I'm incorporating more vegetables, a little bit less carbs, drinking less, and I'm meeting with my trainer again. Did I mention that last week?
That's probably gonna be the big one, because you don't eat like a pig. You eat well. You're vegan already.
Yeah, but vegan doesn't mean healthy.
So you bag out a lot of cheese and stuff?
No, I don't eat cheese. Okay. I don't eat dairy. No, I'm still like vegan.
Okay.
But like you can eat bad, you can eat junk food. You can eat vegan junk food.
Gotcha.
And
gotcha.
So like I was eating like a lot of just like easy, like throw it in the air fryer, throw it in the microwave, like not healthy things. Gotcha. Like I really fell into a slump of just easy stuff instead of cooking.
Okay.
And so I'm going back to like cooking and like having like more like whole real foods.
Tell me one thing that you eat that is really bad that I would love that's vegan.
Oh, like chicken, like fake chicken fingers.
Oh, okay. So it has breading and flour and all that stuff still. And
just
it's
no
like
chicken, no egg.
Saturated fats probably has all that shit.
No, I don't think saturated fats. Oh, okay. Wait, it's just no cholesterol, right? Vegan food doesn't have cholesterol. Maybe saturated
okay.
fat.
Okay.
It's not terrible, but it's not like health food.
Nutritious.
Yeah, it's
yeah,
not
just
real.
Like, go, yeah.
But did I say that my trainer reached back out to me?
Which one? Big Diesel Poppy?
Yes. Did no. I say that? So like 2 weeks ago, because you know I've been having this like shoulder injury mm-hmm. for a while, and I wanted to reach out to him, but I was like, how can I do anything if I can't like do any weight on this shoulder? Mm-hmm. And then he ended up reaching out to me, and he's like, hey, miss you. Like, haven't seen you in forever. It's been like months.
Miss you? He said, I miss you?
No, but he's cute. It's not a flirty way. He's just
he
like,
cute.
He's
Jack,
just a good.
He's cute. Yeah.
He's the best. But he's the best, like, as he's like a really good person.
Yeah.
He turned out to be like a really decent human being. And so he's like, you know, I just want to see like how you're doing. And then he's like, look, he's like, you have to get, because I told him like I've been in a slump and depressed and shitty, whatever. And he's like, I understand it, but you have to be physically active because then it's going to make you feel better mentally, and gave me this whole pep talk, whatever. He's like, look, let's just start out like a little bit. He gave me like a deal on the prices. He's like, we'll start short, whatever you can do. And so we started last week, just 2 half-hour sessions, super easy. He didn't kill me at all.
Yeah.
And my shoulder pain is almost completely gone.
That's great. A lot of like stretching and kind of like
yoga
stuff?
Stretching, and he did like a little bit of weight on it, and yeah. I was terrified because whenever I just like even hold my bag on the shoulder,
yeah.
I'll be in pain the whole day, and it's almost completely gone. I had two bags on the shoulder today, so now I feel like a little bit, but it actually, so I was doing the wrong thing. I was favoring it too much. I was just doing no activity, and now it's better. Anyway, not interesting.
That's good.
But yeah, so I'm meeting back with him
that's
again.
That's like that old saying, like, oh, you sprain your ankle, like walk on it. Walk
yeah.
it out off. You
yeah,
know what
walk
I mean?
It off. Yeah. So you probably rub some
like,
dirt on it.
Yeah, yeah. So you're like working your shoulder.
Yeah. So those are my main things. Just trying to, it just baby, it's like that girl, you probably don't remember the video, it was the end of the episode, but the baby from the body cam video, she's like, baby,
I need to see
you,
it
baby.
Again. Did she pull out like so a 24 funny. Ounce beer out of her boobs or something?
That's no, another you're thinking time. Of a different
I'm thinking
one.
Of something, yeah. Okay. Yeah, by then, I was pretty yeah. gone.
I had to rewatch the end of it to remember if we actually watched it or not, because I know I had it prepared, but I couldn't remember.
I just remember talking outside with Big J and wondering, like, am I talking to him too much? And then I think about it. It was just him talking, and I was just like,
"Jay likes to talk, though."
Yeah, I didn't know. I was like, "Am I creeping him out?" And I was like, "Is he gonna fuck me?" He kept talking a lot.
Were you
like,
excited?
Maybe Jay wants to fuck me, and I was like, "Yeah, I'll take it."
Did you fuck?
No, we didn't fuck. Oh. We didn't fuck. He said a lot of meaningful things in terms of comedy, and really inspired me. Yeah. And then okay. I went home and made a fucking sandwich that could have choked a horse, and it was so good.
Good. Oh, look at that! Rob just messaged me right now.
Wow.
We're just talking about him. His ears are burning.
Uh-oh.
Let's see. Uh-oh. All the stuff you're taking is perfect. Oh, so what I told... This is another thing I meant to mention because Jorge told me I was cheating.
Are you cheating? Are you taking supplements?
Yes, I am taking supplements.
That's cheating.
It's not cheating.
That's cheating.
I would like to... In the chat, I want people in the chat to weigh
all
right, in
I'm
going to
take
this.
Supplements.
You can...
Bring on the cream
I'm taking
now.
Vitamins.
Bring on the fucking cream.
How is taking vitamins... In a weight loss competition, cheating.
Sorry, I thought you were taking steroids. Go ahead, continue.
I'm taking steroids.
I thought you were taking roids.
And I'm taking a fat burner.
Okay. That's cheating.
I don't drink coffee.
Coffee's a fat burner?
Yes.
Coffee just makes
caffeine,
me shit and burp.
Yes, caffeine burns fat.
Oh.
I don't drink any coffee. Do you drink coffee?
Love coffee.
So
that's something I changed. No cream, nothing. I've been drinking black coffee.
So it only just puts us on an even playing field because I don't drink caffeine. Okay. If I'm taking a fat burner, you drink coffee.
Is this bad for us right now?
Yeah, this isn't great.
It's not great.
I don't think
it's
a lot.
It's so damn good.
There's 100 calories. Mm. That's nothing. We're going to burn that off talking during this episode.
Ruby grapefruit. So refreshing, especially on a nice day like today.
You can keep the grapefruits.
You don't like the grapefruit ones?
I like the blackberry and the strawberry.
You're an incel.
Got it, Harrington. I am an incel. Harrington
is playing.
Oh, you have the baby
Marvel
video?
Skin.
No, not. Oh. I have the video of the girl in the backseat.
Okay. Is it at the point towards the end where she starts calling him baby? It's where they're pouring water on her face after she's maced?
No. I have it just her. Okay, let me
now
see.
Now we get
out
the shot.
Find.
Yeah, it's cool. It's like the last like third of it, but it's so freaking funny. And I feel like nobody else's reaction when I played it was as what I feel when I watch it, but when she calls him baby, it really gets me. It's so funny. I feel like nobody else feels that way. I don't want to see myself on camera anymore. I just don't want to see
it. Yeah,
just
have the camera on. I don't want to see, ew, I don't want to see myself either.
Gross.
Let's just put on a reality TV show and talk shit.
Oh, okay. That's another thing I want to talk about.
Okay.
Gary from The Golden Bachelor.
Okay. Dead.
No.
Oh, okay.
They're getting a divorce. You
what?
Don't know about this? You don't know about this?
No.
Yes. Getting
oh
divorced.
My God. Well, first off, I think she looked like a ghoul.
She wasn't the best. She wasn't the best.
The other girl was hotter.
She was great.
I think the other girl was maybe a little too
thirsty.
Much and too young for him. I think he's like an old cat. He wants to relax.
Here's my opinion is when they get to the end,
yeah.
whoever gets in their head too much about being nervous to lose them,
yeah.
they lose.
I agree.
And so because the other girl got in her head too much,
yes.
it seemed like she wanted him too much. The other one was like, hey, I mean, what are you going to do? And that's yeah. what drew him to her.
Fuck.
Because that's what happened this season, too.
Yes,
same thing. The
I
other
agree.
Girl got in her head, and then the one that was more confident won.
That's true. I mean, the girl he picked, all right, we're going to go Bachelor talk. Guys, it's time for Bachelor things. If we're going to talk about those two chicks, the one with the Q-tip, Nicole Q ear print.
What words are you saying? Is it another stroke?
There was
it's your two strokes.
The girl that had the Cole Q implants. What is it called? The Colgates. The Q Cole. What's it called? The Coltan? Cole Q implants, right? Cole Q implants. The girl had.
The cochlear implants?
The
for the ears?
The cochlear. Yeah, the girl yeah. that had the fucking.
That's the right word.
How do you say it? Cocues? The girl that had the barnacles in her fucking brain. She.
It just clipped that just for me to have it.
Heaven isn't too far away.
Wait, just say it again.
The girl with the cockles. You say it. Say it, you little guy. Say it.
Oh, God. Oh, boy. I want that just, for, just for me. Cochlear implants.
Cochlear imprint. Prints.
It's cochlear. Cochlear.
Cochlear. Like... Cochlear implants.
Cochlear.
Cochlear implants. So that girl was a cutie pie, but, you know, you got to go like this to get her attention sometimes because she, you know what I mean?
She can't hear.
All she hears is... And the other girl, stunning until she opened her mouth. She had like a donkey face. Her nostrils would flare like this.
She was pretty.
Imagine if I look like this. Would you let me be your co-host if I was look like this all day?
It's distracting.
It's fucking distracting. That's gross. So that one girl, whenever she smiled, she would be like, she had like a donkey face. But when she had her mouth closed, stunning.
She was beautiful. They're going to have fun together. It's going to be fun for a little bit of time. They're not going to last.
But she was totally relaxed. At least that's what we saw.
Did you see that we're not going to talk about that. I know everybody hates this. No one watches this. Real quick. The deaf girl.
Yeah.
Do you know that she was
cochlear implants.
Yeah, very good. Is Jorge whispering in your ear and I can't hear it? Is he just put it into yours?
Thank you, Jorge. Jorge, gracias.
She was in a music video, like in a rapper music video. I saw Jared Fried posted it.
Really?
I can't even think of her name, so it's I'm not going to even send Harrington Lindsay? On this wild goose chase. No, that's the other one. Oh. That's somebody else. What is Clara? Her name? Daisy, but I mean, you can try, but don't go crazy
so
trying to find
it.
She
was in a rap video.
Yeah, you can see her in the background of
shaking
a
her
rap
ass?
Video. No, just or it was like just like her.
Or like durfing it up, like reading bro. Durf! What was she doing?
It's not what deaf people do.
Deaf people don't do bread. That's right. It's blind.
Anyway, so Gary and Teresa, 3 months after they're married, they're getting divorced.
Oh, my God. But he probably realized that she was a lot because she looked like a lot.
It seems like what they're saying publicly is that because she's from Jersey.
Yeah.
Like a New Jersey Jew.
Yeah.
And he's from Indiana.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like as you get older, like when you're younger, it's easier to like up and move someplace else. But they've got like grandkids, kids, they've got everything. And they couldn't decide where to like up and move to. They're still not living together. Like they're still living separately. God. And so they're like, you know what? We're done. But how much does it suck to like start again in your 70s at this point?
Do you think that they have a divorce just for like in terms of like for like legal reasons they divorce? But they're like, hey, I love you, but we can't be married if we live in two separate places. Let's get a divorce. Well, wait. They never got married.
They did get married on air.
They did get married.
That was the only marriage to ever be shown. Fuck. Well, except for like Bachelor in Paradise. But like they did air it.
Yeah.
I don't watch it.
We don't know the documents. We don't know if they really got.
I think they really got married.
If they did get really, really get married, then maybe they just got a divorce because of location.
I think Gary is probably getting like hit up. Like his DMs are full.
Maybe.
And he's like, why am I dealing with this?
You think he's horny? You think he's horny and able?
I think so.
That's awesome.
And he's like sweet. He's like a sweet old man.
It's such a.
He's gonna do great. What if they put him in Bachelor in Paradise?
That'd be imagine he just starts like he bangs out the girl with the Colgate implants. That'd be wild. I know you can't hear me, but I can hear you. He has like such a nice way he talks to people.
It's very sweet.
Hey guys, let's take a moment to talk about that $60 kilo. That's right, the unattainable number that no one in the world of Kratom was able to accomplish until Yo Kratom came along.
For years, entrepreneurs, scientists, academics all tried to solve the $60 kilo problem, and YoKratom.com are the ones that figured it out. Now, thanks to their sheer brilliance, you can also get a kilo of Kratom for just $60.
How do they solve the legendary $60 kilo problem? Will anyone else solve the $60 YoKratom kilo problem?
Find out on season 4 of YoKratom. That's right, it's YoKratom's fourth year of blowing up. Wow, I can't say being, of being a loyal sponsor of the show. If you are a fan of Kratom, you know, what is that? What was that sound? Did you hear it?
Yeah, I heard that.
A wolf?
Yeah.
Like from True Blood?
Yeah, Fantasia.
Fantasia.
Sorry, Fantasia.
If you are a fan of Kratom, you know that if you run out, you have to go to some garbage store in your corner. And you don't know what the quality of whatever is going to be in the bag is. But at Yo Kratom, you know that you can trust the quality. They have every strain that you need. They have capsules, powders, everything you need. So go to YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo.
Let's go. YoKratom.com. Now let's get back to the show.
Okay, so we did a weight loss update, Power Hour recap. I feel like no one's going to care about this.
If you don't mind, you could suck me off. Suck me.
Oh, okay, got one. I gotta I did want to just I saw, I don't watch SNL really because it's not great.
Yeah.
But it comes up on my Peacock, I think it's on.
Yeah.
And I saw that Ryan Gosling was on for the second time. He is like, Jorge hears me talk about him all the time because I love him.
Me too.
And I you know, everyone knows I love The Rock, but secretly I really love Ryan Gosling. Is there a more talented person? He's a beautiful man.
Beautiful man.
He's like he's at least 6 foot.
He doesn't come off as 6 foot. As fuck.
He can sing.
Yep.
He can dance.
Yep.
He can act. He's in The Notebook. Yep. I mean, so he's like heartthrob. What a perfect specimen.
He is the man. And he has like this like nonchalant kind of
interviews.
Attitude.
He's like so likable.
Yeah, I really hope we don't find anything bad about him ever.
No, we can't. It's just some people just get all the things.
Yeah.
They're just born with all the things. And I understand hard work goes into it or whatever, but you have to be like...
He's probably not like the most...
Is that from Place Beyond on the Pines? Yeah, I'm going to rewatch that tonight. I told him to worry before.
Yeah, he's a daddy.
That's great. That's where I met Eva Mendes, I believe, his wife.
Yeah, he's the man.
He's skinny for me, but I can look past it because everything else is amazing.
He's got strong arms, and he's definitely a hunk. He's a hunk. He's a real deal for sure. That's why, like, when girls are like Timothée Chalamet, I'm like, get the fuck out of here.
He's a little lady boy,
a little Thailand lady boy compared to Ryan Big Cock Gosling. I gotta watch it. I saw a lot of like little funny clips. I was like, let me go back and watch it.
You have to like. Did you watch the first time he was on?
Probably.
You have to watch that again first.
What I really love watching, which I probably shouldn't say on air, is like his old Mickey Mouse Club shit.
I've skimmed.
Because he just like comes out of nowhere singing Boys to Men and stuff. And you're like, look at this little honky. And he fucking nails it. He'd be like singing to the bitches and he's like 12.
He is great.
And dancing and shit. Like he does like all those like, you know, Rick Ashley kind of dancing.
And he grew up like he was, I know a lot about him because I watched a million of his interviews.
Too.
But so he grew up with a single mom.
Oh, really?
And he says that the reason why this is the worst episode of the show we've ever done.
No, it's not. We're exposing that Ryan Gosling's half black.
How hot Ryan Gosling is. our diets or lack thereof. So he said that his mom, he had like a potty mouth when he was little, and that his mom used to punish him by saying, you can't watch any movies this week. And that's how he like discovered how much he loves movies.
Wow.
And then like that's how he like slowly got into acting and whatever. No one cares.
There's gotta be something wrong about him.
No, he's perfect.
It's gotta be. Maybe he's got like a micro penis.
Impossible.
Impossible. Impossible.
Okay. Ryan Gosling, SNL. Check. What else do we have here? I've noticed on YouTube, cops are doing podcasts. Uh-huh. I didn't think this was a thing. I haven't been trying to reach out to cops to do this show, even though I want to so badly, to go over some body cam footage. But I assumed that while they were still currently employed by whatever PD they work for, that they couldn't speak publicly.
Yeah, I don't know. I always feel like they'll be retired or something. Like the cops are like retired guys.
I saw it seems like some cops are starting podcasts, and then other ones I've seen guesting on podcasts. So listeners, if you're a cop or you know a cop and it's like okay with their department, write in because we want cops on the show.
Yeah, we can definitely get some cops. Let's get some cops.
Let's get some. Ask the Art the Cantina boys. There's got to be some cops running through there.
Those guys are pretty much cops. Like, that's what it's going to be like. It's going to be like, you know, the other day I made sausage and this guy on a scooter, I ran him over, but, you know, did overtime. And they're like, yeah, Eric Adams sucks.
I don't want to hear them talk about making sausage, though.
I made a sausage the other day. Memorial Day. You coming over Memorial Day? We're making sausage.
Do we have the baby video? Did you find the spot? And then we'll move on. Does everyone hate this? Okay, so they maced her, and now they're pouring water on her face.
She got Ryan's tattoo.
Oh, God. Please, mine's burst so bad, baby. Baby. Baby, please. Baby.
Does this not...
I remember saying that. Who was she saying baby to?
Just the cops. She's just calling them baby for no reason. I feel like this doesn't strike anybody else as funny.
It's funny, but she's like...
She's drunk.
She's drunk, but she's also kind of like, please, like don't take me to jail is what she's trying to say.
Baby?
Yeah, she sounds like a prostitute. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
she didn't start that way, though. Like, she started really shitty, which is what got her maced to begin with.
Okay. Sometimes, you know, we should be able to fucking mace people with no hesitation.
Certain states you can as self-defense, not here, though.
What if a person's walking around on speakerphone? Can you just fucking mace them?
I think that should be allowed.
That should be allowed. Speakerphone is so bad. There's so many words I want to say, but Harrington told me not to say them anymore. But starts with an R. And if you're on speakerphone, you're that.
It starts or ends with an R. Sorry.
It starts with a hey.
You're creative. Sorry.
No, Shannon, that's sorry. The Shady sorry. I like. Starts with a friggin' R, man. They come in all different shapes, sizes. I was like, what are you doing? Crowded training. You got a fucking speakerphone. I wish I could just fucking.
I was at a spa the other day. My aunt treated me to a spa day.
That's wonderful.
We went to the spa.
Nojo? Sojo?
No, actually, no. This isn't. Okay. It was in Brooklyn.
Okay.
So we went to this place, and after we finished most of our like treatments, they have like a bar, a little restaurant inside.
Cute.
But it's inside this whole spa. Uh-huh. It's very quiet, peaceful, nice little music playing. Oh, so we're sitting down. Waiting for our food, having a little drink, and there is a couple sitting right behind my aunt. You can guess the ethnicity. And
guys, this is the Kumia is.
Guess the ethnicity.
It's time for Kumia things.
And there is a guy sitting with his like wife, girlfriend, whatever, and he is on speakerphone.
It doesn't make any
sense. At a spa.
It makes no sense, Shannon. It
what
makes
kind of behavior is this?
There's red flags for people with mental illnesses. Speakerphone. Big red flag. If you're cooking, you can be on speakerphone. If you're driving, you can be on speakerphone.
If you're in your home.
If you're in your home, you can be on speakerphone.
In your home or your car. That's it.
That's it. There's no
maybe
reason.
If you're walking down the street. Maybe. Maybe. If you're on the sidewalk, it's already loud.
Even then, you're on a sidewalk. There's so much like noise around you compared to having it like this or having it on your headphones. Why? What does this do? Does it look cool? Like, I know the Nextels look cool when we were young. We had like the...
Yeah, we were forced like Nextel, to.
And it was like a radio walkie-talkie. That was kind of cool. But anybody on speakerphone, you should just... We need like Chinese police that will just fucking make people... Like throw people in a hole. Chinese in China, police? They do that. In
they
China,
throw them in a hole for talking
Chinese
on the phone?
Communist police, if you fuck around, they will just make you disappear. And that's what we need in New York.
That's what I think this whole country... I mean,
go,
let me...
Tell them, Trump. Go for
sorry.
It.
The whole country. And I'm just saying this just because currently the YouTube rabbit hole that I'm in now is Sovereign Citizens and First Amendment Auditors. Uh-huh. And so I'm just seeing the people that are like the worst.
Yeah.
And the cops that are being like the best. So it's just like this subset. Yeah. And I understand not all cops are this way. Some are very shitty, bad day, abuse, brutality. I get it. Yes. However, in other countries, they're way worse than here.
Yes.
So it's like if they speak to you a little harshly, just deal with it. If they ask you for your ID after you've been pulled over for speeding, just give it to them. Stop being such an asshole.
If you're in the middle of the road and in a fucking in the backwoods of some crazy, I don't know, state and you feel nervous, that I could kind of like understand. I don't know, maybe, you know, but in America, I think you're cool. Like if you're in fucking Mexico and a cop pulls you over in the middle of the road, they tell you like stories like just fucking drive, you know, whatever, because like this guy might traffic you or something. But in America, like, I think you're okay if you just fucking listen. You know,
it's also,
put your camera on. Worst thing you do, put your fucking camera on and record it and just fucking go, okay, let me comply.
It's also like a lot of the ones that I've seen like claim, I'm scared because you have a gun or whatever. But also the way that they're scared is by saying, fuck you, get out of my face. Yeah, I don't have to fucking listen to you. That doesn't seem like the words of someone terrified. That seems like the words of an asshole.
All you have to do is go to Instagram Live. Yeah, 100%. 100%. There's a lot of psychos. But besides that, fucking, we need to look at like mental illness, and we need to look at the flags, and fucking speakerphone is a big one. If you're a child, fine. Oh, you're a kid. It's fun to go on speakerphone when you're a kid. Well, look, it's like a radio. But if you're fucking 17 years old and you're on speakerphone, I'm sorry.
I think like the only, so I give a little bit of leeway to old people, because if I'm on the bus, and I hear speaking, I automatically look. And if it's like an old person, I'm like, they just don't understand.
Yeah, that's like natural law. Like you should just be nice to your elders. Like that's it. Like they're old.
It still annoys
They're going to die. Like it's like, all right, the old guy can't do anything to you. He can barely move. He's not a threat. But when you got that crazy guy on speakerphone walking back full energy, a grown man or woman, you're like, oh, this is the person that ends up cutting somebody or ends up pushing somebody.
I don't even think it through that far. I just think like, why do I have to hear your thing?
Yeah,
if
they're looking for attention.
If everybody decided to do this, what chaos there would be on this bus right now if everyone was just talking on speakerphone.
Yeah.
I can I always think about, like, if I had money, what I would do is just, like, put, like, 10 pairs of headphones in my bag just to be like a dick and walk by and be like, you obviously don't have them.
Oh my God. And then you're the Karen and you're the problem.
And I'll record it when I do it every single time and make a YouTube channel of me giving headphones to people that are on speakerphone.
That might be it. You need a security guard, but that'll be great.
And I'll love that part too.
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll bring Rob, a drummer.
Big fucking body Rob.
With me and I just give him a little hat.
Little hat, really tight fucking short police things with the baton. Yes. And then you just go to black people and you give them headphones. And then Rob.
Yeah, Hispanic people too.
100%. Yeah. I'm going to say this right now. Majority my people. It's Puerto Rican brethren.
Half and half, I'd say.
It's half and half. It's any crazy person. You just see the money. You're like, what are you doing? Man, come on. That, and then the person that has the dead leg that makes the whole subway stink. The guy, you ever experienced the person with the dead limb?
I don't ride the subway
anymore. Or the dead foot? Oh my God, man. There's so many. It happens once a week where you start to smell. It smells like sour milk. Right away, you smell that and you go, oh, someone's approaching. And then you'll see a guy coming and he'll have like one part of his body is just mutated and dead. That guy just get rid of them. There's no point. It's over. It's up. See ya.
Just execute them.
Yeah. You have a dead limb. It's over for you, buddy. It's over.
I mean, like,
or get him in a hospital and try to recover him. All right, let's be Gandhi. All right, put him in a hospital put him in Dove like a fucking duck that's been caught in oil. But give him a nice little Dove bath and see what happens.
Dawn.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Yeah, I don't know. I went Dove.
Dove soap. I don't think it washes.
But I'm thinking of the little ducks that are like, they submerge them in the
palm olive.
The palm olive, yeah. Yeah, this guy needs a little bit more than palm olives. He needs to get killed by the Chinese government.
Wow, that's a lot. Those are two complete extremes. Help them, be nice, help them in the hospital, or murder them.
Or just murder them. Because, like, what are they? It's a waste of space.
Okay, but maybe if they got a little help, they would turn their life around and do something great for society.
I think give them one chance. Give them one chance, for sure. But you look at these guys, and I was like, You've had a chance, you know, like, you know what I mean? Because New York gives you a chance, which is why all these immigrants are coming here and everything.
Yeah, they give immigrants a chance.
They give homeless people a chance. If you're homeless, right, they give you like one chance to do right.
But I think we're talking about a whole bunch of stuff we don't know.
Yeah, I know.
But I do think that the homeless shelters are overcrowded.
Yeah, for sure. Now they are.
Yeah. Now so maybe they don't have a chance. I don't
know. Penn Station's wild.
I don't know the answer to any of this. Yeah. I do know that there is a lot of immigrants roaming around. Yes, Jorge.
If you want to move on, I could tell you that the chat seems to agree with Figs and that the fat burners are cheating.
Thank you, chat.
Then you can't have coffee.
Thank you, chat. But also the fat support is kind of hurting my feelings a little bit.
Everyone is really leaning on your side.
That's
here.
How I know. Like, I was expecting one guy to be like, dude, you're not even that fat, and none of that. It's just like, I used to be as fat as you, and this is what I did. Here's a link to a fat support group. Hey, Fig, do you need help? join my Discord where we're all fat and we'll help you, Fig. And I'm just like, oh wow, I thought I wasn't that fat.
You go in the same place as the dead leg people.
Yeah. The guy with the dead leg is the one who's reaching out to me. Hey, brother.
You need a chance.
Hey, buddy.
You need one chance.
Call me. I'll answer me on speakerphone, brother.
So I will stop taking the fat burners if Fig stops drinking coffee.
Oh, no, but I love coffee. It gives me energy. Are you okay?
Okay, so Figs is okay with this. So stop taking his freaking side, everybody.
Yeah, stop taking my side because two things are going to happen. You're going to find me dead under a bridge in 2 months I'm going to lose some weight. One or the other.
You're gonna lose some weight.
So the floor in my house, in my bathroom, is like, I think, giving.
Uh-oh.
And, I'm the heaviest one.
Keep a camera on in that room. Just face it at the floor so we don't feel like naked body parts.
The funniest thing is going to be if my mother-in-law, who's stunning, looks like Dominican Storm from the X-Men, big, beautiful white hair. She looks like Dominican version of that. She's going to one day be brushing her teeth, and I'm going to fall through the bathroom, butt-ass naked, little tiny baby cock full of hair, and gross. I'm going to, and it's going to be hysterical, because I'm going to be insecure that she sees my penis, and I'm probably going to have a broken leg. So, but if that happens, great content. Yeah, I got
to
get a camera.
You have to get a camera.
I got
to
put a camera in my mother-in-law's bathroom. Yeah. Please. Good idea. Just for me, in case I fall on the floor.
But just like face it.
No other reason.
Face it up towards the ceiling or something so we're not seeing her.
Sure. Sure. Okay.
But like Shannon did it, everybody. Okay, so we talked about Gary and Teresa.
Gary, that's heartbreaking. Poor Gary.
All right, I think we got to most of the stuff. So I have in the dating section, unless you want to do, will you tell me when you want to do presents?
You drive the ship.
Okay, so in the dating section, I saw this one story. So I think, Natalie, I think I sent this to you. It's the ghosting thing. So let's see how much of this I get right. I just kind of skimmed the article. So I believe that this guy met a chick. I think he lives in she lives in his apartment building. I had a stroke. Okay. everything went black. like the trades. Just kidding. Sorry. Cut that out. Cut all this out. We're starting again.
Kumi is going to be the name of this episode. His special guest, Anthony Kumi. It's going to be us two, and we're going to put a picture of Kumi, and they're going to be like, was Kumi there? And then you're listening to be like, Kumi there.
Yeah, so when we say the bad things, we put him over us with our mouths, like what Aaron Burr used to do.
The aura of yes. Kumi. That was so much fun. Shout out In Hot Water back in the old days.
Kumi has been on the show before, by the way. I think during a pandemic days.
He's a legend. It's crazy, but he's a legend.
What am I saying? Okay, so both live in the same apartment building. They're like flirting a little bit. I think that they started following each other on Instagram a little bit. I don't know, Natalie. Can you maybe do a better job than I am over skimming the story?
Do I have the right one? It's
ghosting.
Yes. He's... I don't see any of that here.
Oh, did I make this one up?
Oh, yes, you're right.
Okay.
They did meet in his apartment building 4 months prior, but now he thinks he should have seen her red flags, quote unquote, a mile away. And then do you want me to read or skim?
Let's see. I'll just keep going by what I think I remember, then correct me if I'm wrong.
Okay.
So he said they're like flirting a little bit every time they'd see each other. Mm-hmm. And then the first red flag was that so they followed each other on like Instagram and maybe Twitter or something. And then he went to go follow her on Facebook, mm-hmm. and she said to him, that's a privacy breach.
Okay.
That's the first red flag that he says. The second one was that he said that one of his friends was out at a club. Did you hear that sound? Did you hear like a screech? Okay,
maybe
I'm going crazy. We're both going crazy. So he said that a friend saw her at a club and told him about it. So he was like, oh, hey, were you out at this club? And she got mad at him for another privacy breach. And then I don't remember what the third red flag is. Do you see that there? Okay, as you look for it, I'm just going to say that from his perspective here, the way that he's phrasing it seems like maybe she's reacting. However, from the girl's point of view, if I'm just being friendly to a guy and he's interpreting it as flirting, that's kind of like on him for misreading it. And then if I'm just like friendly with a guy and then all of a sudden now he's following me on Facebook, I'd be like, that's why do you have to follow me and everything? And then if like if this random guy is like, oh, my friend saw you here, do you go there? I'd be like, I mean, whoa, because we live in the same place. So now you're getting too close. I don't know what the third read. Do you see the
It's funny. One? It says, two, my friend saw her at the club. I asked if she went and she blew up another breach of privacy and trust. And then it says, three, another bullshit red flag of an argument.
Oh, okay.
But it doesn't say what the argument is.
Oh, so this,
how
this
long they knew each
crazy.
Other for?
I think was 4 months. 3 or 4 months.
They had been talking for 4 months.
Talking for 4 months. How many times have they seen each other in person?
I think they just like in passing. Yeah. And then he said like they DM'd a little bit. And then I believe they hung out once, I believe. And then afterwards, she ghosted him.
Yeah.
And then when he tried to reach out to her, she said something to the effect, do you have this part?
Yeah, send me $200 and I'll tell you why I stopped answering, and then drops her Venmo.
Oh, wow.
So she wants to charge him. No, she wants to charge him $200 for the explanation of why she ghosted him.
Yeah, this guy's an idiot. Like, how many signs do you need to see that this girl doesn't like you? If girls like you, they react fast, like, majority of the time. That's just, like, common knowledge. But a lot of men make the mistake, especially when you're single and you're desperate and you overthink. You're like, fuck, should I send? I have a friend of mine. He will like a girl. He will, and I had to tell him to stop this. Good-looking kid. He will like a girl. They will talk a little bit. And then to show that he likes her, he will like all her photos.
That is crazy. Do you tell him this is crazy behavior?
And I told him, I'm like, dude, you look crazy. He's like, I'm just saying I admire her photos. Like, I like her stuff. Like, I took a moment to look at her stuff. I go, okay, like one photo.
And not from 5 years ago.
Yeah.
like one from today.
Like a common photo. Like, you know, throw something in there. Throw a fucking, you know, some bait. You know, if she puts she's cooking fucking something. And be like, oh, I like to cook. You know, something like that. He would like 40 of them. And I said, dude, you can't That right away is your crazy. Yeah.
Instant block. You said he's good looking?
He's very good looking. Yeah, yeah. He's
how tall is he?
He's shorter than me.
That's it. Yeah, yeah. That's the problem.
Sorry. Anyways, but this guy who's talking now, Facebook is, yeah, a lot of that stuff is personal, especially if you don't know somebody. I don't want you. I deleted Facebook because of how personal it is. Facebook is like, look at me when I'm 7. Look at my mom and my aunt and my uncle. I got rid of that shit fast.
Yeah, Facebook is for real friends and family.
Yeah, yeah,
like
exactly.
Like whenever, and I'll post in the pages, like yeah. Bonfire, Skanks, Rap, whatever. Yeah. I'll post in there. And then after I post, like people will then try to like follow me. And I'm not trying to be an asshole. It's just like, that's like for me.
Yeah.
And then like Instagram, Twitter, whatever, that's for everybody else. But yeah. Like I just don't. Yeah, it's a different thing. Also, like getting mad about it is like the face. But I have a feeling this guy is like a creep and just doesn't know.
You gotta be cool, man. If you're a creep, just be cool, man.
But they don't know the difference.
Because they're a creep, they don't know.
Yep. And I don't know that they're necessarily being a creep. I just think it's like a socially awkward and just don't know how to proceed.
Yeah. Especially he's acting entitled though. Like I deserve to do that. Like, yeah, like why would you? You gotta
talk to some women as friends.
Get a female.
Take a moment to think about how they feel and how they're perceiving you. And then go, oh shit, I liked 40 of her photos. She might think I'm crazy. Let me not do that.
But this guy that you're saying, and you've even told him, and he stopped.
He got really cool about it. He was so nice. Like he was talking to a girl, like just going, and talking is like a broad term. Like what is talking?
Yeah.
You know, when I think of talking, it's like messaging, like just text messaging, getting to know each other, like small talk, whatever, right? Liked this girl. She was replying to him. They were cordial, and he found out that she loved bumblebees. And then through her story, found out her birthday was coming up. So he found her job and sent her an umbrella with bumblebees on it. Like, hey, from John. Knew it was your birthday. You know, whatever.
Okay,
and that's kind of a nice. It's a sweet thing, but it's also wild.
Yeah, it depends on like. Is this just someone that they met through social media?
They met through social media. That's they don't know each other at all.
Not okay.
Or maybe a friend recommended her, whatever. I don't even know, but they've never seen each other in person. And you do something like that.
How did he get the address?
Yeah, finding the job is
because
weird.
The person would be like, at work today, come on by and get your nails done, you know, at this place. So he knew that she worked at, let's say, a nail salon.
Okay.
So he sent the gift to the nail salon or like flowers for the birthday or whatever. But he didn't want it to be flowers. He wanted it to be more personal and he sent that thing.
The fact that she makes it public where she works, I mean, that's like if people hear Valentine's Day send me stuff.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
Like that's not as terrible if she's making it public where she works.
But you got to know because of the world we live in, there's always that little cloud, that little thought bubble that goes.
Is this person going to kill me?
Is this person going to kill me?
Yeah.
So you have to try to like. Do something nice. I don't know. Yeah. I think you have to try to see the person, get in contact with the person, talk to them or see them in person before you do something like that. So they can kind of like relate the gift to that person's face and know, oh, this person's not crazy. You know, yeah. I don't know. It's tough. It's not easy. You got to just be cool. You got to be cool. If the girl doesn't like you right away, leave her the fuck alone. And if you leave her alone for months and then she comes back to you, then you go, oh, okay. Like, you know.
What was her response to that?
She eventually, she just like totally stopped talking to him.
Immediately.
Yeah, she didn't give it. And then he would tell me like, yo, I did all this. She didn't do anything.
This is the same guy?
Same guy. She did all this and I didn't. She goes, I did all this, Mike. He told me everything he did. And he was like, what do you think? Like, she's not even talking to me, but she's, you know, but I really liked her. And I go, yeah, it's done. If she's not talking to you, you know, and he wasn't pressing like the messages. He wasn't going too far. Like, hey, do you like my gift? Why do you like my gift? Why aren't you talking to me? He wasn't like that. He was kind of like cool, but he did all those things, and then I said, "Yeah, you might have scared her away. You might have pushed her away a bit."
Does he have like a hobby?
Yeah, he does have. He does have.
He's
hobbies.
Like a decent guy. He's got a life.
Yeah, yeah, he's got a great life. He's a great guy.
He just needs
guy.
A chick in his life.
He's just a little bit. He's just a. He's had kind of a rough life, and you know, he definitely didn't have the easiest life. And he, but where he's at now is incredible. He's a catch to any girl, anybody. And like he's financially, physically, everything about him is great. But he's gotten better since then. Mm-hmm. This was 6 years ago. He was in a relationship since then or whatever. So he's gotten better. But now he's single again and we talk and I could tell he's like kind of like hesitant. He's scared because he's the type of person that wants to show, hey, this is who I am. I will go above and beyond. I'm better than other guys. Mm-hmm. I will impress you. And sometimes I'm like, you gotta know when to do that stuff. You gotta know when to throw those tricks out because a girl will think you're crazy.
Yeah. You know? It's hard to like ride that line, especially at the beginning, but it's both ways. I mean, guys, yeah. the same thing. It's like there are plenty of like women that show their interest too much at the beginning yeah. and the guy's like, no, too much.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
like everybody kind of like wants a little bit of like a, yeah. A chase and then a pullback. Gotta meet in the middle.
It's all about yeah. like, yeah, you gotta some. It's gotta be balanced mm-hmm. in some way.
And it isn't like people always say like, oh, I don't want to play the game, but there is a game to be there played because everyone is kind of like fucked up yeah. mentally, emotionally, and like no one can except for the people on Love on the Spectrum. Mm-hmm. Those people you can be like, I met you, I yeah. love you, let's yeah. be together. Yeah, which that's is beautiful. It. Yeah. Everybody else, you have to like, you have to play the game.
And believe
bit.
It or not, that game. That game goes to every type of relationship in your life, with your family, with friends. Me and Lewis, when I first met Lewis.
Send him a Bumblebee umbrella.
Yeah, I gave him a Bumblebee umbrella. When I first met Lewis, I didn't know what his life was like, whatever, and he did a lot of great things for me, and then he kind of stopped. And I was like, whoa, what's going on? I was like, well, did I do something wrong, whatever? And I kind of bugged him, and he's like, dude, you're fine. And I realized, like, just fucking take it easy. You know, I'm a young comic who's overthinking and very insecure. And I'm like, all right, let me just be cool. And everything's fine. You overthink things sometimes. And you got to yeah. just be cool in all of your relationships, you know?
Yeah, you have to just like not take everything personally.
And not take everything personal. Yeah. And just be patient. Be mm-hmm. patient. Don't burn a bridge. And you could burn a bridge by liking a girl's photo 42 mm-hmm. times. You could burn a fucking bridge.
It's like when I've learned through like booking comedians for podcasts, I have yeah. to reach out to so many comedians every single week, uh-huh. and some of them are always like I'm so sorry, like they're like, oh, I'm so sorry, or some of them fuck with me, and then they'll be like, when I confirm them, they'll be like, oh my god, and I'm like, just kidding, because they know my heart stops when they do yeah, that. Yeah. But I think they forgot.
Yeah.
But I don't take, and maybe some of them do hate me because I'm so obnoxious about it, because I reach out, I feel bad for reaching out to people
yeah.
so much.
Yeah.
Oh fuck, I have to get somebody for tomorrow because you can't do it.
Yeah, sorry.
That's okay. I have to just tell Lewis. But I just don't, I don't take it personally at all. It has yeah. nothing to do with me. Even if they do hate me, it's just like, I have to separate myself from the yeah, thing.
What's the point? You're wasting. Crap. You know, there's no point in overthinking.
I got to find someone for tomorrow. Let me just text Lewis real quick. But so, yeah. yeah.
Just got to be patient. Got to be cool. Got to enjoy your life. Got to live in the moment. Got to be grateful. I'm grateful for the people in the booth.
Oh, and speaking of that.
Especially Jorge.
Oh, Natalie's there now, not Harrington.
And Natalie.
All right, guys, real quick. We want to tell you about one of our newest sponsors, which is Capsulite. Capsulite prevents feeling awful the day after drinking. You can take it before and during drinking. It's the most potent product on the market, doctor formulated, supports your liver, and the toxic byproduct of alcohol is actually the cause of symptoms of a hangover and not hydration. So you can't water yourself out of the feeling of drinking.
That's right. I love these Johns. I took a bunch of them, and it's during the power hour, and yo, I felt so good. And what I love about them is their little portable packets that look like condoms. So I like to trick girls and go, hey, I got condoms. Nope. And then they're like, really? Mm-mm. I'm like, just kidding. I got hangover relief. And they go, you're the best. We love you, Feek.
Oh, you should do this in Australia?
Yeah, only in Australia. Capsulite.
I don't know that that can all stay in there. But if you're drinking with us for our regular episodes, for our power hours, you probably need a little bit of support. And you can go to capsulite.com for that, CAPSULYTE.com. I think that's right. There we go. Yeah. There it is. Yeah, I did it.
CAPSULYTE.com.
Oh, I did it. I did it so much better than you.
You did it perfect. I gave you the alley.
And use promo code GAS, G-A-S, for 30% off at checkout. That's almost 50%, wait, which is almost 100%.
You said 30% off? 30% off. That's crazy for a product that really works so well. It makes us really feel great. We all notice how much it worked. Capsulite.
I mean, you need something that's going to help you get through these episodes, and Capsulite is going to do it.
Yeah.
So Capsulite.com, promo code GAS for 30% off. Let's get back into it. So Harrington is not here because he double booked himself and chose BYM over us. How dare he? I mean, how could you possibly choose the most successful podcast on the network over us? So we'll do the gift exchange. I do have some other things we can go to after.
Sure.
But who do you want to start? I do feel, by the way, so now Harrington is not here. He's in the other room doing BYM.
There's two Harringtons.
But Natalie is here.
Yeah.
And so instead, since Harrington...
accepting the award for yes. Harrington.
Yeah. Even though Harrington did give us our presents already, and it was two bottles of vodka. Yeah. But Natalie's going to get Harrington's presents. Figs up first.
Oh, I hope it's two bottles of vodka.
Let me see. I'm going to I'm going, this is for Harrington, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit.
I'm not going to look, just in case.
Just in case, don't look. Merry Christmas.
Oh, we should have done Christmas music.
Merry Christmas. Okay, this is, I have it. What do I do?
Okay. So explain, explain it.
All right, so.
Since it's not Harrington, you can just show it to us and explain it.
All right, so I bought this for Harrington because he always has, like, weird shirts.
Did you cut the sleeves off it?
No, I should have. I think this shirt's pretty cool.
World's Dopest Dad. That's cute. Isn't that cool? I can't wait for Natalie to wear that to work.
He likes drugs. He's a dad. He's always got kind of like cool reggae things. So he's wearing really colorful stuff. It smells like all the food I cook in my house.
I wonder if you can hold it up and get his attention just to look in this direction. Let's see.
Did he give a head nod?
Wait, he's standing up. I think he's coming out. He's leaving BYM to talk to
us.
Oh,
my God.
Oh, wait, do you see it, Harrington? Here he comes.
Just come in and grab it.
Oh, no, he's not going to get it.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday. Merry Christmas.
Hey, man. Thank you for the vodka, baby boy.
Merry Christmas. I love
you. Do you like it, Harrington?
No, I don't like it. I love it.
You love it.
I appreciate you. Thank you for helping me. Thank you for helping me with my career. Thank you for fucking trying to make me a podcast star.
Oh, and it fits. How'd you know his size?
I think because we were similar.
Do we
daddies.
Have long enough for me to give you my present real quick? I feel like you're going to hate it and it's very stupid.
No.
It does smell like frying oil, the shirt, so maybe put it a little, got to wash it a couple times.
So I tried to ask Alex for help just to point me in a direction and she never answered me. So it's she tried. I know she's a mom. So this is what I got you. It's the thingamajiggy. You put it on your head and then you can work on your quickness with punches.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, you bounce it, you dribble it off your head.
Yes.
Happy holidays.
No, this is great, because I'm always shadowboxing around the house and Alex yells at me.
Okay, so
if I have this, I'm technically
you have a target.
Using a gift from a dear friend. Yes. She can't get mad.
Yay. Hell yeah, dude. You guys rock. You're okay. The man. I love you.
Merry Christmas, Harrington.
Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
Okay, who's next?
I got a lot of gifts.
Here's my stuff to Harrington.
Go ahead. Is it a back scratcher?
There's a back scratcher.
Nice.
And then a Jets neck pillow.
Whoa. No way. That's way better than my gift.
Are both of those things from the airport?
No, neither from the airport. Okay. I think I can afford to eat to shop at an airport.
That's a good point.
Oh, wow.
Jorge, I already gave these guys their gifts, but I also got you a little something.
Oh, no.
You keep walking around the office like in a boxing stance and kind of squaring up with Mike all the time. So I figured you might actually want to try out the sweet science. And what are you going to need to do that?
Wow.
Whoa.
Put a pair of boxing gloves.
Whoa.
Are those Bisping's boxing gloves?
We could autograph them. They're white.
He can't hear
me. Oh, man, that sounds great.
Merry Christmas.
He has to do the rest of his job engineering with boxing gloves on.
Were those free from Bisping? I know he can't hear me.
Probably. They're cute. They're cool.
They were from Jake.
Oh, that's not even better. I feel like he's a little misogynistic, but.
He's moving the camera. Merry Christmas.
Fun.
So might as well give Jorge his.
Okay.
Or do you want one of yours? I have three gifts for you.
Oh, that's right. Oh, right. I gave her. You can give to Jorge. We'll do each other last.
Jorge.
I'm really not happy with what I got anybody, but I'm very poor.
Jorge.
I have fill-in gifts for the two of you also, but Jorge gets mad at me anytime I try to give him a gift, so none for him.
I also, by the way, for the listeners, it's terrible that like we weren't prepared to give Natalie gifts because we thought Harrington was going to be here, and now Natalie's here, and I feel terrible.
Shannon always gives me a birthday present, though, which I think is very sweet.
Oh, thank you for acknowledging
I'm going to take care of you. You got to come to my job, and I'll take care of you now.
Hell yeah.
Hey, you got to do a thing, and then.
Yeah, you got to do this one thing, and I'll take care of you. Don't worry.
Okay, so go ahead. What's the next thing?
Should we go Jorge?
Yeah.
Jorge, you know the man. You know you're my sexual icon, so I got to get your shirt with a sexual icon on it, baby.
And put your face up, Jorge.
Let's fucking go, baby. Let's fucking go, baby.
Actually,
let's go. Come on, baby. Check the back. Even the back. This is some shit that you would rock.
Yeah. Wait, can I ask what size it is?
It's a size. You told me to get you a large.
Okay.
I asked you. It's a large.
Is that the right size, Jorge?
Yeah.
Put it on. You put the gloves on. You put this fucking shirt on. You show some respect.
That's fine.
Isn't that cool, right? And I thought it was perfect. It was like, I was like, where's the gayest one that he's got? And this is gay, gay, gay.
No, Jorge's going to love to wear that.
Yeah, Jorge. It looks like Jorge.
Here he comes. Oh, he's coming with his gloves.
Come on, Jorge. There you go, Daddy. Thank you for all your help. Thank you for all your hard work.
You got to get in the camera.
Thank you for all your hard work. Thank you for fucking, you helped me with so much. Fig Talk, the beginning of Fig Talk, when you were just a little young and you didn't even know how to use the buttons. Now you know how to use the buttons.
Speedo looks great on
now
you.
Now you're getting puss. You ready to fight?
Oh, it all matches. It's all black and white.
You ready to fight Dylan Negri in a boxing match? I love
you,
Daddy.
Beat Dylan.
Hell yeah. Let me help you out there, pal. Let me help you out there, puppy. God bless you. Merry Christmas.
That's great.
Happy New Year. Happy Kwanzaa. I get the fuck out of here.
Okay, so I'm going to show what I got, Jorge.
Jorge!
Okay, so my Jorge present is, it's a package.
Whoa!
Of a bunch of different fidget toys.
Whoa!
That's so good!
And that's why I was saying Natalie can split this with you.
Hell yeah, I'm
taking
some of those.
Natalie is also a fidget toy
person. How many fidget things are in there?
A lot. Hold on, let me see.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yo! Are these... Oh, wow. Wow.
It's all different things. Because Jorge
tell
was,
me you're
Jorge
autistic was, without telling Jorge, me you're autistic.
Jorge was playing the other day with a wow. Jewel charger because he liked to fidget with it. And I was like, this is crazy. And so this is a whole box
Whoa,
of fidget toys.
Look at this. Whoa. Play with it.
Dinosaur?
Hell yeah. Look at this. Oh, wow. It's the world. Wow. This is content. Look at this. Oh, boy.
And it's not going to work with the gloves.
Peas in a pod. And can the peas come out? Whoa, you could squeeze a little edamame beans. They feel like little hemorrhoids. Wow. Congratulations, Jorge.
Good. That'll keep you busy the whole year.
The whole year.
Merry Christmas, Jorge.
So
and
happy.
Natalie. That's for both of you. Pick what you want
Natalie.
From there, Natalie.
Give one to Natalie.
Yay. I have gifts under short notice that I have for each of you.
Okay.
Go ahead, Natalie. We should do shots. We should get. Mm-hmm. This should have been a power hour.
I do feel like we should be drinking more quickly.
Who should I get first?
What
Ladies
do you think?
First.
Do you want to squeeze in here?
Sure.
At least take a second one, Figs.
Oh, I will.
Oh, do you want one, Natalie?
That's your guy's
gift. Oh,
that's
my son.
Happy Christmas.
Jorge's headphones are nice.
Okay, being censored.
Merry Christmas.
This one's for Figs. I definitely didn't get it for free.
Let's go. Oh, I love this.
What is it?
I'm not perverted. I'm Italian.
This is perfect.
This is great. I love this. Hell yeah. Thank
I
you.
I have that in my car. You're welcome. And then this is for Shannon.
It's crazy that these things just existed. Aw, cute.
So these are used.
No, they're not used.
Is it safe to say that these are used?
Never touched by human hands.
I touched them with my human hands.
Oh, that's okay.
But they're
that's
new. Acceptable. They're both new.
I love it.
I love
I'm
it.
I'm going to use
this. I love this hat.
When we go to,
I'm not perverted.
When we go to Skankfest. I'm going to wear this on my way to Skankfest. Look for me in the airport.
I'm wearing this at Skankfest on the slot machines. No one bothering
oh,
me.
Oh, yeah. When we all, when the casino
well, you guys were
kills
winning.
Natalie.
Yeah.
Yeah, this casino was not good to Natalie.
Oh.
The casino lifted me by my shirt collar and shoved me in a locker.
I only did good because I was just doing the things Figs was telling me to do.
That was
and then
fun.
Figs lost and I won $80.
I want Skankfest. I'm going to have an allotted amount for that. And we got to do that again.
Okay, that was fun. That was the only post-curricular activity that I did the entire weekend was slots with you guys.
That was fun. It was so short. We gotta go on a slot journey.
Yeah, and then I got a COVID immediately and died for the next week.
Oh my God!
After that,
good
okay.
Times.
I'm gonna do mine first because like I don't
wait. Can I do mine first since Natalie did her since the other producer
Jorge.
Did?
Yes, Jorge.
Yeah. Okay.
Open your White Claw Figs.
Okay. Yeah. Jorge.
We got a lot of dead
air. What are you doing, Jorge?
Needs to be edited up.
Okay, it's a video. This is the video part of the show.
All right.
The thing is video.
Ding.
So, every one of
is that mic on? I just sent him a little low. You might be far from it. That's why.
They're all two part. So I'll go do Shannon first because I think Shannon's. I regret my Shannon ones.
No, I'm terrified.
Uh-oh, Shanny.
You're just gonna be like a little piggy.
Uh-oh.
A little piggy stuffed
cold.
Animal. Oh God! You said it's not gonna be offensive.
No. So for kitties, and also for you.
That's he's gonna love it.
Aww.
Is it
little mice?
Catnip. That's fun. He's gonna love this. I like that. Is this the offensive one? coming.
No, yeah, I thought that you were going to be upset because it's animals.
No. Oh, no. He's going to love it. It's and okay then, for cats to kill mice.
The other thing, you got upset when I said I was giving bubbles to little baby Aura. So.
Yay.
Whoa.
And it's the pink one.
Whoa.
I love bubbles. That's a
provocative bubble thing there. Join the bonus content to see.
I love it. And this is the, I have a sweater this color that I've worn on the show.
That's cool. It. You bring it to a barbecue like or something.
I'm just going to just do it by myself in my backyard.
That's cute. Wow. Oh, you could do cartwheels too, like when you were younger.
Yeah, I can't do cartwheels.
So.
Oh, let's go.
Fat support.
This is good. I like this. Oh, I like this brand too.
What's the brand?
This is a good brand. Huan Li. Sheng Li. You see that brand? Sheng Li.
I see an X at the beginning.
This is from the 99 cent store. I like it though. I'll use it.
And then also fat support. I feel like you deserve a treat for whenever you do decide to start working out.
Thank you, brother.
And so I figured, what's a good workout treat?
Yeah.
And so I got you a cupcake.
Oh my God. Oh, but it's for my doggy.
No, it's for you.
Oh yeah, it's for me.
Yeah.
Oh, this is great.
So it incentivizes a fun workout because it's a cupcake, you know?
I love it. This is awesome.
You can only have fun with a cupcake. It's not working out if it's a cupcake.
And I love just going to be chewing on you.
I love a cupcake. And you know what kind of cupcakes I like? The ones that have tomatoes in the fucking center. That's my favorite cupcake. Where'd you get this from, Honduras? What the fuck is this? I love it. My dog's going to love it. Thank you so much.
It's fun. Our little guy's going to love these.
That's great. Very thoughtful. Very nice, Jorge. Okay. Thank you, Jorge.
I'm going to give you yours. I think it's terrible.
That's okay. I think it's going to be great. You can't do better than you did last year. So you're already good for 1,000 Christmases because last year was so good.
Okay. So this is Magic the Gathering mini decks. It's 4 mini decks. It's collector's items.
Oh, my God. I love that.
They're just like little bitty
this
ones.
This is fucking gangster. I love this. This is so cool.
Is it or are you lying?
I swear to God. Okay. I could play in the car with the little guys, and it comes with the disc, the dice.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it. You don't gotta worry. This is so cool. A Johnny versus Nico.
And it says, yes, it actually works. I don't know what it's referring to.
Because I guess they're going to be really, really small. But yeah. It's perfect because, you know, the real ones are like, you don't want to get them messed up. Like, these are the ones you could play, travel, bring them to hotels.
But it's Skankfest.
Dope. I love it. Thank you, Shannon. Skankfest. I love this.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. That's so cool. Here you go. All gift wrap for you. One of three. I had to try to make up for last year because you went ham. Then we'll be even. Okay. Please don't tell me you have it already.
I already know what it is, and I don't have it.
Okay. Kind of cool. Skankfest, you're going to be sweating. You can have the girls out.
Yeah, it's a Fangtasia from True Blood. I love that.
Thank you, Google.
Yes, I will wear that at Skankfest.
Kind of cool, right?
Yes, I like it. All right. I'm going to start rewatching this.
All right. So that was bad things, and now we're going to
fun
relationship things.
Oh, is it a boy? It is.
Here we go.
Fire rescue dog. Oh, I love it.
Turn it around.
Puppies.
So when you're flicking your bean, you can flick it and also schedule me to be co-host on rap.
This guy's got a crazy hairline.
Yeah. But the guy on the right, though.
Yeah, I like this one.
Yeah.
This one's good.
That's the main gift. I was like, that's going to be the cool one.
Oh, right. These little babies.
And then the final one.
And I think we're even. Final, kind of thoughtful, I guess, kind of. Well, you know, you like, this one is going to be... This one could kind of be scary things if you really dive deep into it.
Is it going to be bugs?
No, it's not going to be bugs. It'd be more like spiritual, maybe.
Okay.
Maybe more spiritual.
Yeah, I got to find out.
I don't know. Maybe, I don't know if you have this already, something like this. You know, but it will help you with your morning routine. I'm not sure what your morning routine is, even though you just said that you don't drink coffee.
Is this is it a bunch of coffee?
No. It's a nice box.
It is a nice box.
Pretty box.
Fashion cup.
Uh-oh. Maybe I fucked up.
Wait, I can't.
Uh-oh, what is it? Something to put. Uh-oh. What the hell is this? I got it from China.
A coffee cup.
So they're like little tea sets, but they're little cats.
Oh, that's cute.
And they stack on each other.
Cute.
Right? Kind of cute, right?
Yes.
Cute. I thought it was cute.
Yeah, I can display them. I don't have to use them.
Yeah, yeah, whatever you want.
I can just display them in my little windowsill.
Yeah.
Cute.
And one is white and the other one I think is orange or black.
Cute.
So, you know, there's two of them, you know.
Let's see. Let's look at the other one.
I know one of them, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's in memory.
There you go. The cute little things.
Cute.
Really, the first time when I saw them, I was like, she could drink her kratom out of it. Because I know you like that mushy, sludgy kratom.
I don't. Well, I do. That's going to go right in there.
You do like it. And I think it comes with a little spoon, too, like a little thing. It's a whole little set.
Oh, yeah. Look here.
Look at that.
Except these are reindeer to go into the cabin.
Oh, thank you, China. Oh, China.
I mean, reindeer and cats are my favorite things.
Oh, thank you, Indonesia. Thank you, Timu. Thank you. Shout out, Timu. Hashtag Timu.
No, it's all
gifts from Timu.
It's all very cute.
What's better than cat? What pairs with cat? Reindeer. Okay, put reindeer spoon. There you go.
No, I love it. Thank you.
Just more shit for your fucking kitchen.
It's all great.
But I was like, the fireman thing is cool.
Yes, I love them all. Thank you.
You're welcome. And hopefully the shirt.
Let's see, what size is it?
Fucking your boobies fit in there.
What size was it?
I don't know. I took a risk. I don't know. I was thinking
get me
boobs.
Like 2XL?
No. I was thinking boobs. I was like, they're, you
medium.
Know.
Medium. I could probably.
I was like, a medium should be good because I know you're small, but you got boobies.
Yeah.
So the boobies, you know, they might be squished.
No, that'll
be. Try it on now if you want and just take everything off. Try it on. The fans will be right back, guys. Shannon's going to
try
it
on. Put Jorge.
Oh, God.
No, we did it, guys.
We did it.
We did our gift exchange. How's the chat doing? Is this their least favorite episode that's ever happened?
They're loving how sweet everybody is to each other.
I don't believe that.
No, that's definitely not what they're saying.
It's the really loving chat today. You know,
it is a really loving chat.
I didn't. I wasn't in the chat during the Power Hour stream.
I wasn't. I don't know where I was. Oh, shout out to Levi. He got me a gift on Christmas. I never opened it up, and I opened it up off air. And he also got me some sick Magic the Gathering cards. So big shout out to him. He bought me. Oh, and he got me. If you're watching, those little gun, the little bullet dice, dude, fucking sick, man. I hope to see you again. Was he the guy with the Stone Cold Steve Austin jean shorts?
Yes.
Yeah, he's the man.
When he said
smells
nice.
Good. Yeah, he's the man, dude. Shout out to you, dude. I owe you, brother.
I will say that if you want to support us in our weight loss competition, send your donations to.
Has anybody sent anything yet?
So here's the thing. Harrington sent me $30 the other day, but I don't know if that was money that he owed me or money that a fan sent towards the competition. So I have to ask him after.
So this is just Harrington.
I'm not sure. I have to ask him after this because I can't remember. Things happen after the show. I don't remember. But fans, for the listeners of the show, if you want to support us in our weight loss competition, send them your donation, whatever it is, dollar, whatever, to Shannon Lee Ding at Venmo. And I'm going to post every single one. And if you send money and I don't post it, you call me out to keep me honest.
What if the grand prize is $57?
I mean, then that's.
Yeah,
I feel like there should also be like a side bet between us.
Yeah,
like the other person has to like do a thing if they lose.
If I lose, I gotta take the reins of the show. We switch.
You Is that come a over punishment
here. You
for
come
me?
Over here. You come over here and relax. You don't gotta do shit. You gotta just do a couple impressions, and I'll fucking do the intros. I'll do the whole damn thing. The whole shebang. Book the guests.
Can I just like
you get,
take
you
that
get a day
off?
You get a day off.
Oh, where I don't have to come in.
That's great.
I feel like that's going to be a terrible idea.
You can do that. You could take the day off. If I lose, I gotta do a whole show by myself and you get to take the night off. But no, people want you here. They're tuning in for you. So you got to be here, but you're just literally going blind.
That's kind of like a prize for you because then you just get to do whatever you want and you don't have to hear from me.
I guess so.
It's like if you win, then you get to just take over the show for a day.
Yeah.
So it's the other way around.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess.
Listeners in the chat, you say what you think the loser should do.
I mean, the best thing is topless. I win, you topless. You got to be in a bra. You win. I'm topless for the whole episode.
I don't. We'll talk.
Yeah,
more.
Actually, I've
we'll
done it for free
it.
Thousands of times. So actually, no, I can't think of anything.
I do have. There's a listener email for scary things. I think I sent it to you, Natalie, because there's some pictures in there too. But if you want to just like read it, and then there's my uncle actually sent me this Instagram video of a scary things, and then a fan also sent it, so I wanted to also do that. So we'll just do those two things before we get out of here.
The chat wants to see you in the cat outfit again.
Ooh.
Okay, so if I lose,
you got to go cat outfit.
I'll do the cat outfit again.
All right, guys.
But then give something for Figs to do if he loses.
I mean, if he loses, he has to wear the cat outfit, obviously.
Ooh. Ooh. That
sounds, same cat outfit.
That sounds like a new. That sounds like a new medium is going to be joining us, Mr. Gay,
Kitty,
Mr. Kitty Gay.
Did you say fan submitted scary thing?
Yes,
Montreal
it's,
Sky.
It's from Jason.
Jason. Wait, I don't see his name.
I forwarded it. I'm not sure like what his. I can't even get to it from here.
I want to open this so bad.
I sent two.
Oh yes, Jason. Yeah.
Okay.
So just read it and then show the pictures?
Yes.
Hi, Shannon and Mike. I'll start saying I love you both and the show. You guys have a great dynamic together. I recently sent pictures of what my friend from Montreal witnessed in the sky, now from my friend in Scotland. This occurrence about 3 hours after. I don't think it's, quote, otherworldly, but it's kind of creepy. I've numbered the pictures and I'm sending you a YouTube video to be played after picture two. Once again, the show is great. So much better with Figs.
Thank you, random person.
So...
Can you read it again in a Scottish accent, please, Natalie? Thank you.
You can.
No.
The text is from the friend. I went for a 2-hour walk in the woods today with a very light microdose to get grounded. My body's still feeling the energy. Then this, I come back and what is on a caravan as I'm walking by, and I have the video.
All right, guys. Hey, responsible adults over the age of 21 living in states where Delta 8 is legal. Do you want to get high? Really high? Really super duper legally high? Well, then now's the time to go to yodelta.com where you can stock up on high-quality, lab-tested Delta 8.
They got everything. Pre-rolls, gummies, vapes. Delta 8 is where to get your fix. I recently had the watermelon gummies. They are so delicious, kind of potent too. I definitely felt a wonderful aura from them, a little bit of an anti-inflammatory kind of jaunt going on.
Aura.
I love Delta 8.
It's a weird endorsement. An aura. An aura. So if you're over the age of 21 and living in the majority of states where this is legal, go to yodelta.com and stock up on Delta 8. What's Delta 8? It's found in hemp and can be legally shipped to various states and get you high.
That's right. At yodelta.com, you can find a mix of gummies and vapes for all your getting stoned needs, man.
And Figs can tell you that Delta 8 works and that these products can be taken responsibly.
Oh, yeah.
Should be taken, not can.
I just like to pop one before I go to sleep, and I feel great. It's nice. It's relaxing. And you get a really good high. And, I mean, if you want to really go bananas, you could take 4 or 5 of them, Johnson.
I mean, that's not what you should
do. And fucking really feel and see the devil. But I like to just take one.
Why are you speaking Philly language?
When I say John?
Yeah, why are you doing that?
I've been hanging out with Monroe Martin. He's famous. He's my friend.
So once more, that's yodelta.com, the official Delta 8 sponsor of the GAS Digital Network. And if you use promo code GAS, G-A-S, you're going to get 25% off.
That's right. Use promo code G-A-S and you're going to get 25% off yodelta.com, home of Delta 8 that will get you super high.
Let's get back into it. Oh, I think we're supposed to see the two pictures
What's
first.
What's on the camera? This guy's already loaded on mushrooms. So
this is picture... Okay. So here's one.
Okay. What's hatha yoga? Is there another word there? Hatha yoga, back I go bed. Is this English? Bucketing. Is this English?
It doesn't seem like.
Bucketing down
it's
with
like
rain.
A sign of a machine
oh,
plane.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Please read it.
But
in
it didn't come in gradually. It jolted me out of bed. A big mama started barking. I ran to the window and then I ran outside and my wee little socks caused it. Was that scary? It lasted for 4 minutes, then just stopped. My body was ringing after and shivering up my spine. I honestly thought I was going to see a light laser beam shooting down. It was cloudy and pouring, so I couldn't see anything. Then I got sent this today, so I'm not the only one.
I don't know anything that was said there. Do you?
I have no idea. He's referring to something that's not there. He's like, this thing was there, and I thought light beams were going to hit me.
Okay.
So the Scottish guy saw something in the sky and got afraid.
Okay.
But he's also loaded on mushrooms.
Okay. So we're going to see, or microdose.
Microdose.
So we're going to see the second picture and then the YouTube video.
It's going to just be an airplane.
So I think the second one was...
He's loaded on mushrooms. It's going to be a fucking kite.
I think the second one was the one that I read earlier.
Oh, okay.
Because he said, and then this, and he sends the video and goes, I went for a 2-hour walk. Oh, sorry. They're not... There's three. There's two. Yeah, two is the one that I read already.
Okay.
So here's the video.
Is there something there right now?
Visually, no. It's the sound.
Okay.
Helicopter above the clouds that they don't see? Or... That is kind of weird. It sounds like a boat or a ship.
It's pretty long, though, the sound. It's like a bunch of machinery, though. Like, who knows what sounds those things
yeah,
make?
Yeah, it's tough. It does sound something when you watch one of those movies when it's like, you know, fucking Arrival or something.
Yeah.
Like
or
that,
what's
you know?
What's the one with the Get Out people?
Yeah.
With
Wait.
The aliens.
Oh yeah, I know. Look up. What's it called? Them.
Is it?
I know. I know you're talking about. Yeah.
But
yeah, that's
horse,
the sound.
Nope.
Nope.
Yeah, that's the
that's
sound.
What they say that in the text exchange.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
Okay, so three is this. This is marked as three here.
That's fun. Oh, that's not a video.
Oh,
that's just a picture.
Four is shit you not looked everywhere to see what was making.
In Scottish.
I shit you not, I looked everywhere to see where I'm making a shape shadow. The sun was reflecting off a caravan, but a shape was nowhere. I even moved someone's barbecue their deck to see them making a shape. I literally froze and I was like tripping. Can you see his face? Have you seen the movie? Nope. Am I a special one? This thing was mocking me, I felt like. Nope.
Can we see that picture one more time? That number three? So he saw this.
Where the hell is that? That's in a tent. It's like a projection.
Is this the same place? This is while the sound was happening?
I'm not sure. It doesn't say, but I assume that's the connection there.
Hmm.
Let me see the one. Let me see that alien thing again. What is that? But what is that? Is that like a piece of, is that like a garage? What's on the bottom? We can't focus on the bottom. Is that, that's just a reflection or a piece of graffiti or something.
I mean, it's so perfect.
Yeah, that's like a garage or something.
They really, except like, I mean, is an alien coming here and putting a reflection on the wall? It doesn't make sense.
Oh, he just caught, is that a still from a video and he just caught the light and it formed like
Like the perfect second.
Pretty weird, pretty strange. But there's a lot of shit going on in the sky that we don't know about. Like that's like, I definitely weird. I wish, you know, I wonder if that's a video, that third photo. I don't know. All I know is that I'm perverted.
Okay, so from what I'm gathering of everything that this friend sent to the person who reached out to us, the Scottish friend was saying that it was pouring rain, they were outside, this huge noise started, and they were like, what the hell is that? And then he got sent the video that we watch on YouTube, so clearly he was not the only one in the area that heard the unexplainable sound.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to figure out how the image
ties
into
they?
It.
Where were they? It looks like a power plant or like a bus station.
Oh. So he sends this friend the video. He sends the person writing in the video and then goes on to say, to get grounded, took the microdose after hearing the sound. So they weren't high when they heard the sound. And then they come by and that projection that we saw is on a caravan as they're walking by.
Okay. And it's a lot at a similar time.
Yeah. The noise is the most like curious thing. The graphic, the projection could have just be a logo or graffiti or something that was on the garage door. Like I don't.
Yeah. I do wish that that was a video.
Yes.
Where we could see that, like
too.
To make sure that was like a for real a still image.
Same here.
Sorry. I'm just trying to book the second wrap tomorrow.
It looks like we both like broke a pinata and just took everything that was out, out of it or something.
No. Okay, so there is a one other video. It's from Instagram. So I guess I will set it up because there isn't a setup in the caption. So it's like I believe it's like this woman's mother passed away and she's taking like her toddler to go and like visit the grave.
Mm.
And then this is what we see there.
What are you waving at, Le?
As this little girl was about to leave her mother's grave, she began waving and saying goodbye.
Oh, it's a little girl's mother.
Bye, kids.
Her aunt was confused by the situation, considering they were the only two people at the cemetery. She steps up onto her mom's grave before leaning her head up for a kiss. She points and says goodbye one last time, before going on as if nothing strange just happened.
Where are you waving at, Leigh?
As this
That's crazy. That's wild. That's crazy. You can't train a little kid to do that. You know what I mean?
Here's my thoughts on it.
Yeah, unless someone's farther behind and we don't see.
That's what I don't like is how they don't pan the camera mm-hmm. to the right in the exact direction where the child is looking. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Because the kid is looking far from this direction. If there is another family member right there behind where they're filming, mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. they're just waving at her, blowing a kiss, and she's just doing the thing.
I will say it really does look like she tilts her head to get a kiss on the forehead.
Yeah. But that if the other person is like blowing a kiss, maybe this is just like what they always do. I just don't True. Like that they're keeping it.
I was thinking that it, I feel like kids, you're always like, say goodbye,
yeah.
bus, you know?
Yeah.
Like it could be like, say goodbye, stone.
Why do they say that children are more susceptible to seeing ghosts and shit?
So two different things based on like what I understand is that one is like they're closer to like the veil mm-hmm. because like they're just born into this world. Mm-hmm. And so they're closer in between. The second thing is that like they're not as jaded by life of people being like, oh, that's stupid. That doesn't exist. Whatever. Mm-hmm. They're just like still open to possibilities.
Okay. Yeah. They have no idea.
They're yeah.
Completely.
Wild. They're just open to whatever.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I just wish.
That's chilling. It's like a little, oh shit.
I wish they would have panned the camera over.
Can we see it again?
Yeah. Also, just before you play it again, if they're bringing this kid, it says that it's the kid's mother's grave, mm-hmm. which is terrible and tragic. Mm-hmm. But if they're bringing this kid to the mother's grave, they're probably being like, oh, let's go see mommy. Let's go do this, whatever. And so she's like, oh, so she's like interacting with it True. Like it's a yes. thing.
She's like, oh, that's the mommy?
Yeah, so it's like, mommy. Bye, look. So, yeah, see you later. Yeah. So that's also, I think, part of it. Okay, you can play it again.
Just wanted to look.
Little girl was about to leave her mother's right. grave. She began waving and saying goodbye.
She says she's looking down. Bye-bye. She's looking somewhere
else. Her mom was confused by the situation, considering they were the only two people at the cemetery. She steps up onto her mom's grave before leaning her head up for a
There's
kiss.
There's no one behind those things.
She points and says goodbye one last time before going on as if nothing strange
Why
just
she
happened.
Don't see where she's pointing, though.
Where are you waving at?
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't you see, like, that direction.
What did the comments say? Can I go back? Go back to the... They're among... Oh, okay. No.
The comments are all people who have lost people.
That's crazy. Yeah, that's sad. That's a shame. It's a shame. It's a little Sorry. Dark. It's a little dark. It's crazy.
So, but you, this got you though.
Yeah, cemeteries freak me out. They freak me out.
I know.
I'm not a big fan of cemeteries.
They freak me out that there's like bodies underneath it.
Yeah.
But I also don't think that like if you were, let's say spirits exist. Mm-hmm. Is that the place that you'd want to hang out? Probably not. Where Probably your not, like dead yeah. body is. Like you want to be where living people are.
Yeah. So then what do you think hangs out around there? You think like
think
being
anything.
Demonic, evil? Do you think?
I don't think anything
or
does.
Nothing like grave?
Unless it's something that's like feeding off of the energy of sad people.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I did watch a scary movie, which was, it's a little silly. It's called Imaginary, I think.
With the teddy bear. Was it
yeah.
good?
It's, I mean, fine.
They put a lot of marketing behind it, but I heard it was like, eh.
It was fine.
Yeah.
It was like, I mean, cute probably isn't the word to use for a scary movie.
No, at air.
But it was like, it was fine.
So was it, you would be like, a good movie to watch in the house.
Yeah. It's just, like, I don't get scared really. Like, I'm looking for a scary movie to scare me.
Did you see, I know you saw it, so I want to know what you thought. I didn't see it yet. The Exorcist Believer. It's like the first thing that pops up on everything. Was it good
or
stupid?
I saw that in the theater with Jay and Bobby. Yeah.
Sucked. Oh, good.
I feel like when you're going in to see a movie like that, you think it's going to be the worst ever.
Yeah.
I didn't think it was the worst ever.
Okay.
But it was fine.
Did you see, two questions. Did you see The Pope's Exorcist?
Yes.
What'd you think about that?
Fine.
To me, it was like an action movie. It was like action horror.
It was
horror.
Very slow at the beginning. It took me 3 times to make it through the whole thing.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Because like, again, because like these, they don't really scare me. So I'll just like, I'll be in bed at night. And when I had Jax still, my cat that passed away, like he would be like my comfort thing. Mm. So like when I...
His soul's in the cups.
Thing.
I put his soul's in a cup.
Yeah. Thank you. But I hate to call him a thing. He's my sweet little precious baby. But when I would like watch a scary thing, I'd be like, come, Jax, come lay with me. And he would be like my little comfort. But so that's when I think I watched Pope's Exorcist with him. But still, it was just like it took me, I don't know. It's fine. Nothing really jarred me. I feel like the exorcism of Emily Rose, like that. I don't know if you did you ever see it?
Maybe. I don't remember.
Like that. Like there was some like very unnatural movement in there. That was a good one. And Paranormal Activity.
That's a classic. Yeah.
Grave Encounters. Did you ever watch that?
Is that like an old movie?
It's not old, but it's like older. It's another like found footage.
No.
That one got me.
Oh, I got to watch that one. Grave Encounters. Did you, just because from the hype, I don't know if you've heard of it yet, but I want to see it. Late Night with the Devil?
No.
They say that one is wild.
Someone I was watching on YouTube today said it was really good.
Yeah, they say it's really good.
Is that like on a streaming service?
It's not out yet. It's going to be in a week. It's going to be, you can rent it or buy it on Amazon. It's in a theater now. And they say that's wild. Like a Nicolas Cage one. There's a Nicolas Cage movie too that's supposed to be pretty good. But no, they say it's just creepy. Late Night with the Devil. It's like the devil takes over a late night show or something, and you kind of have the perspective of a viewer. I don't know. I like that I don't really know anything about it. But the guy who's in it plays the bad guy from in the movie Prisoners. He's like one of the bad guys. Anyways, check it out.
And so, like, you enjoy watching a scary movie.
I love movies. I'm like, my mom used to, like, if I was bad, she wouldn't let me watch movies. oh, sorry, I confused myself. Ryan
Gosling. He's the best actor in the whole wide world.
Sorry. No, I love movies. I love all types. You know, my attention span is so bad right now, so I like movies that kind of like start off fast. Like The Meg 2 and The Meg 1.
I haven't watched The Meg 2 yet.
That's a classic.
I like Jason Statham, though.
It's instant classic. I heard The Beekeeper's really good, too.
I watched The Beekeeper.
Was it good?
It was
a movie.
Fine. It's just like, if you ever see me, say me. That's it, I'm done. That's my slurring.
Yeah.
If you ever hear me say better than fine, then the movie is really good.
Okay.
It was fine.
Yeah. But I love them all.
Sorry, this is my last text.
I got to watch Saltburn. Everyone's telling me watch Saltburn. That guy's like licking cum off of a sink or something.
No, I feel like I have
I couldn't watch Oppenheimer. I tried.
Me either.
I was like, all right, well, what's the point? What are we doing?
No, I was going to ruin something about an SNL for you.
I don't care.
I liked Barbie.
The hype let me watch Barbie, like let me get locked into it, but I didn't like the ending. I thought the ending was fucking stupid.
I liked the ending.
It was like Ryan Gosling's an idiot. It was like, I thought it was kind of like, you know, they should have gave Ryan a little something, give him some peace. I wanted her to, like, give him a kiss and go, like, I like you for who you are, Ryan. Instead, he tried to kiss her, and he's like, no, I don't want to kiss you. But I get it. That's the whole symbolism behind it. That's the whole thing.
She doesn't have to like the guy, even though who's not going to like
him? I know.
Who's not going to like him?
I like the equality. I thought that he found his... I thought that someone should have grabbed him and said this whole time, like, I loved you. Like, I don't know. I feel like he's just alone.
He's gonna.
Ken got fucked over.
All the Kens are gonna be fine with all the Barbies.
You think so?
Yeah, they're gonna be fine.
I don't know. I think poor. I think Ken is like gonna be like, we should go back to Earth.
No, all the Kens are gonna get together.
Yeah, I mean, just having crazy gay sex.
Okay, we've gone so over. I really am nervous. This is the worst episode ever.
It was a chill. It was a chill vibe. This is a dinner table. This is a little chill. Everybody smoke a cigar, relax. It was relaxed. Everybody was chilling.
Yeah, presents.
Presents.
Should we say who the guest is for the next Power Hour for bingo things?
And start getting it rocking?
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, why not?
What do you guys think in the booth? Should we say it? Yeah? Okay. So for the next Power Hour, the guest is going to be Chris Vega, Chris from Brooklyn of High Society Radio. So, and he has not been drunk since his sobriety. He has drank. Mm-hmm. Has drinking.
Yeah.
He's drunken. Drunk stuff.
Drunk stuff.
But he
Big
has not.
Vega.
Yeah, he has not. Been drunk since he's broken his sobriety. So this is going to be his first time. So send in ideas for stuff that I do, stuff that Figs does or says, and stuff that Chris does or says for our bingo cards. And
Who won?
Ralph won. Ralph, then me.
What did he win?
I mean, just win. We'll think of prizes for the next one. But and then also for the next one, my plan is, and I told this, but it never mind. It just didn't work out. I wanted to stream the first 10 minutes to YouTube so that people can see it. Didn't work out last time, but this time I want to stream the first 10 minutes to YouTube, and I want to share the bingo card for the listeners so they can cross stuff out.
Definitely,
so that's the plan for the next one. So tune into that. Tell us if you want to do it 2 times a month. Maybe that'll push us into it. And we're going to do some plugs. What do you got to plug?
Oh, just keep supporting the YouTube page. You guys my biggest episode was with Paco somehow on TikTok. It just cracked 1,000. So I really appreciate that for a show that's just on YouTube. You guys are great. TikTok, yeah, man. Keep watching that. Subscribe. Tell your friends. I don't know. Oh, today, so it's going to be, I know this isn't live, but after this, my brother Brian is going to come back. The Return of Godson, the Punani Destroyer. So make sure you guys watch that. And if you're in the city and you're a fan, some of you guys have been pulling up at the stand, and that's been cool. Yeah, I'm at the stand or the comic strip every other week, and I'm there. So just fucking come on through. And yeah, at Comic Mike Figs.
You can follow me on Instagram at ShannonLee6982. Wherever you listen to the show, you can also watch it live every single Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern at gasdigital.com/live. Use promo code TTI14. You'll get a 2-week free trial, which gives you access to every single episode of the show we've ever done, as well as every single Power Hour that we've done and all of the upcoming ones, well, for your 2-week trial, and every single episode of every show on the Gas Digital Network, Legion of Skanks, the SDR Show, Real S Podcast, all the other shows on the network. If you listen on iTunes or YouTube, make sure to rate, review, subscribe, leave a comment, tell a friend. Every little bit of interaction helps the show to grow. Take part in the live premiere every Thursday at 8 p.m. Chat with us, me or Figs or both of us are usually in there. If you have a story to submit for Bad Dates, Bad Things, or Scary Things, send it into thethingispodcast@gmail.com. I think that's it. Thank you guys so much for listening. We'll be back next week. Bye, guys.